Get closer to the game with Off the Dribble on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Well, a guy who's making all the decisions in Dallas right now, 13-9, early season start for the Dallas Mavericks. Rick Carlisle joins Off the Dribble with Sam Mitchell and Jason Goff. I got to ask you, Monte Ellis is a guy who, you know, around the NBA we've known could fill it up for years. But what surprised you most in his start as a Dallas Maverick? What surprised you most from what you heard and what you scouted him and now having him under your rule?
Well, you know, I'm not surprised by much of anything. He always had a really lot of good games against us. He always played well at American Airlines Center when they were the team visiting our arena. I felt like he was going to be a guy that would play well with Nowitzki, because when Dirk is out there on the floor and you're playing with him, you know, teams have to guard him so closely. It just opens up a lot of space, which is something that he thrives on. So, you know, he's been as good as I've expected. And he's been a worker, you know. Sometimes players get reputations of, you know, and you don't know really ever what you get until you coach them. But I mean, he's played hurt. He's a hard worker. He's working at both ends of the floor, and I think he's probably still our leading scorer. So, you know, he's done great things for us so far.
There's common, you know, misconceptions maybe or perceptions about every time you hear about Mark Cuban, he's getting fined or he's saying something that may be a little bit outlandish. But what is the most commonly misconstrued thing about Mark Cuban that you think you run into perception-wise? And what is your basketball relationship with him, owner to coach?
Well, geez, I mean, it's a wide-ranging question. You know, I think probably the greatest misconception is that he is, that he meddles with the team, you know, and that because he sits close to the bench, which I like. On the road, you know, I encourage him, to come to as many games as possible. When he's on the road with us, you know, he's in the locker room before the game. He's in there at halftime, and he's in there after the game, and I like that. I like him to see what's going on with his own eyes. I like the players to see that he's engaged, involved, and interested, and committed to winning. But, you know, he allows us to do our jobs. And, you know, he sees his role as owner to be able to give us as many tools for success as we can. As he can, and then you know he allows us to do our jobs. And if there's something that you know he's seeing that he thinks you know we need to know or he wants to talk about, you know, I've made it clear to him for 6 years that there's an open dialogue and an open door, and you know he can come in anytime and or email or whatever, and you know that's how the relationship is. But I've really enjoyed working with him.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.